Ladies and gentlemen, just a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 5:45 p.m. That learning in the shul this week is sponsored by the Strunks and also by the Fuchsmans. L'Nishmas Getzel Ben Yechezkel Mendel, you should have a Menucha Sanefesh and Neshama Tzohaben and Aliyah. And of course, learning the Mishnayos each and every day is sponsored by L'Nishmas Sarah Malka Basar Yitzchak. We are learning Masechta Negoim. We are in the fourth parak. We're going to learn Mishnah Yud Aleph and start the fifth parak as well. The Mishnah says, Baharis kechatzi gris, ve'im baklum. If you have a Baharis, which is a size of half a gris with no symptoms, ve'nol de Baharis kechatzi gris u'bashtei saros. And then all of a sudden, after we checked it, so the next nega grows, another Baharis grows, which is the size of half a gris, and it does have two hairs. Sarezu l'achlet, that makes a person tummy. And why is that? Because the Chachamim said in Baharis Kadma L'Seir Laban Tamei, they said, look, if the Baharis kicked in before the hairs, that's enough to make a person Tamei. And so although this came in two halves, right, it's enough to combine. Vim Seir Laban Kadma L'Baharis Tar. But if the hairs came first, then it would be Tar. Vim Safik Tamei, Rabbi Yeshua Kia, right, if it was a Safik, we're Metamei. But Rabbi Yeshua didn't like the idea of being Machmir over here, and he disapproved of it in the process. Now the next parak begins, Kosafik Negoim Tar. In general, when we have a Safik about whether a Nega is Tamei or Tar, we usually assume that it's Tar, Chutz Mizeh Odacher, except for this last case where we have the Safik as to what came first, the hairs or the Baharis. And one other case. And what's the other case? Vezezeh. Misha Haisabo Baharis Kigris. If he had a Baharis, Nega, which was the size of a gris, Vizgira, and then we locked him up for a week to see what would happen. And then Besov Shavua, Vaharehi Kisela, and then after, at the end of the week, it was already the size of a Sela. So Sabik but it was uncertain where this is where the original Nega spread, or Sabik Shacharis Ba Tachta, or whether this is a new one that came in its place. In that situation, we say Tamei. There, because we have a Safek, we don't turn around and say Sfeiko Le Kula. Quite the opposite. In these two instances, we turn around and we are Machmir, and the person is going to be Tamei. All other doubts in terms of Negoim, the Kohen is supposed to Paskin how? So Josh and his family will tell you they are all trained to Paskin Le Kula. We'll stop here in Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.